John Batchelor, New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Colombia, the election gives us President-elect Gustavo Petro to be inaugurated this summer. Reuters, Colombia's leftist President-elect Gustavo Petro named José Antonio Ocampo as his finance minister, a market-friendly choice who will have the challenge of maintaining the strong performance of Latin America's fourth-largest economy and passing ambitious fiscal reforms in Congress. The words are Reuters, Evan, but what we're looking at here is Petro surprising with his first significant finance minister choice. Do you regard this as indicative that Mr. Petro is going to live up to his campaign promises to be fair-minded when it comes to his policies?
I think it's certainly better news than other choices could have been, John. And I think it's part of a pattern that we've seen throughout the taking of power by leftist governments in Latin America now for now two decades. If you recall, when Lula da Silva first came to power in Brazil to reassure markets to avoid capital flight, he also made some conservative choices in terms of economic and fiscal policy and who would represent that. Recently, we saw with Gabriel Boric, again, one of the choices that he made even while going with leftists in interior and defense was to choose a relatively conservative, respected economy minister. So this tactic of putting somebody who's respected in to try to stabilize markets, give yourself some breathing room, avoid capital flight is pretty standard. Now, what's not clear is how long José Antonio Ocampo will be the minister or what direction he will take. I mean, so he's previously been not only planning minister, but finance minister, I believe agrarian minister. And it's interesting that during his previous stints as, I believe, a finance minister, his policies were not that market friendly. He actually had left the country with much higher levels of indebtedness and unemployment and a higher tax burden than when he found the country. And so while he's market friendly, he's certainly not a neoclassic kind of Chicago school economist. But again, it is some reason to hope. And I should also mention that the question is, to what degree will he put a positive veneer versus trying to slow down some of the policies that Petro has proposed. And some of the ones that really concern investors certainly are the idea of trying to shut down Colombia's oil exports, or at least new oil drilling and certainly fracking, as well as carbon production, which collectively account for a half of the entire Colombian economy. In addition to that, there's some concerns that some of the $12 billion in tax increases that Petro has proposed, some of the idea of basically raiding Colombia's pretty good private pension systems to basically make solvent the public pension system and other things really could dramatically hurt Colombia's economy at a moment when it's in pretty bad shape. And so it remains to be seen what role Ocampo will actually play. And also I should mention that this is actually one of three important choices that were made. The other one probably deserves highlighting here is the choice of a former peace envoy, Alvaro Leyva, as foreign minister. So again, choosing somebody who essentially had negotiated with the leftists over hostages and things like that. That's also raised some concerns and alarm bells of where Petro intends to take foreign policy on issues such as Venezuela, and certainly issues of negotiating with the FARC or ELN, which he's pledged to do. So again, I think opening shots of a very complex series of maneuvers. But again, Ocampo is probably better news than could have been, but not as good of news as some are suggesting.
The puzzle also is that Petro now leads a country that's divided because there was a recent election and there were many people who did not follow his recommendation for example, what he calls tax reform is increasing taxes on the people he identifies as wealthy and redistributing that tax money. Also, he's promised that there will be no confiscation of property. But then again, it depends on the eye of the beholder, what confiscation or expropriation, I believe, is the formal word. And the economy is critical in the recovery. But the piece that you just mentioned, the foreign ministry, is there any indication from this choice of the foreign minister about Colombia's longstanding solid relationship with the U.S., especially when it comes to narco-terrorism. Any hint there, Evan?
Well, there's certainly no direct indication that Leyva's choice will lead Colombia away from the United States. And as we've discussed in previous programs, I do not expect that we'll see a rapid overt move away from the United States, given the importance of the U.S. in our cooperation. What I do expect to occur is that through lower and technical level appointments on things like defense cooperation and other issues, and in terms of foreign policy moves, you'll see kind of a gradual impediment of some of the ease of that cooperation. And certainly we've seen already some of the positions that have been taken on things like forced eradication, to which of cocoa, to which he is opposed. The president is opposed. Things such as a reconciliation with Venezuela, which ironically is now consistent with where the Biden administration is going, but in some ways against where the U.S. has worked with Colombia. So I think little by little, we're going to see moves away that are going to make Washington increasingly uncomfortable rather than any kind of dramatic shift in direction. That's my general sense.
And does his early days right now, this is a very wise move on his part. Is there evidence in his background that he's the word that the economist is using is statesmanlike? Is this his reputation?
Well, certainly, as I understand Leyva, he is respected for the role that he has previously played as a peace envoy. And so and again, with the professionalism that he has in that.
The new foreign minister, statesmanlike, then, is appropriate.
I would say statesmanlike is appropriate, but there are people of all different bents who are statesmanlike, but take the policies of their states in ways that are deeply uncomfortable for the United States. I think we're certainly this is not an appointment of somebody who is incompetent or populist. But the question becomes, where is Leyva going to take the country in that statesmanlike fashion?
Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, commenting on the early days of President-elect Gustavo Petro in Colombia. We go to Mexico. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.